Be done to the injured by poorly prepared rescue and transport than through any other emergency assistance. This frequently involves moving the injured person before it has been determined whether he has a back or neck injury. Except in a life-threatening situation, movement of the patient should be coordinated so as not to aggravate his condition. Indeed, before moving any ill or injured person, five things should be done by the rescuer. First, determine if the patient's airway is open. You may hear this with a stethoscope. If he's not breathing, begin ventilation. Second, control severe bleeding. Third, check for extent of injuries. Fourth, immobilize injured extremities or body parts before moving. And fifth, plan, and if time permits, rehearse the move, so as not to subject the patient to any unnecessary discomfort or disturbance. Time is important, so work as quickly as you can. These, then, are the five things you should do before moving the sick or injured. Remember them. Of course, there are occasions when time cannot be taken to perform the five steps. Indeed, in some situations, you may be fortunate to have time to make sure the patient is even alive. You may be alone and the building is about to collapse. You're about to be overcome by smoke or any of a dozen other circumstances. Then you must do what has to be done in a minimum of time. And there's the matter of distance. Must the patient be carried from the backwoods to civilization? Or must he merely be transferred to a backboard or litter and then placed in an ambulance? All these factors influence the choices of lifts and carries. In this film, trained paramedics will perform, in uncluttered demonstrations, some of the lifts and carries you may use under various circumstances. First, you are alone, and there is immediate danger from a life-threatening situation. Frequently used in hospital and nursing home fires is the body knee drop to get the patient from the bed to the floor and the blanket drag to move him out. First, place a blanket or a sheet, preferably a blanket, on the floor beside the bed. Then, place a pillow on the blanket beside the patient's feet. Move his body to the side of the bed with his feet over the pillow and get down on your knees. Note the position of your knee to cushion the fall of the patient as he is rolled from the bed. You've pushed in the blanket, so you may later withdraw your foot in easy stages to lower the patient to the floor. Now, lower him. His feet, being over the edge of the bed, will go down on the pillow first. You may now straighten out the crumpled blanket under him. When he is on the blanket, you pull him out, either feet first or head first, whichever is more appropriate to the situation. This again is the body knee drop and the blanket drag. The pack strap is another one-man carry. With it, you can carry a person much heavier than yourself. In this carry, the patient's arms are swung over the rescuer's shoulders. Then the rescuer locks the patient's arms like this, with his left arm encircling the patient's left arm and his left hand grasping the patient's right arm above the elbow. The rescuer now has his own right arm free. The rescuer rolls over so that the patient is pulled on top of him. From this position, he can crawl, dragging the patient on his back, still locking the patient's arms over his shoulders. If he desires, the rescuer may stand up, carrying the patient on his back. This, to repeat, is the pack strap. The cradle drop with drag is still another one-man emergency carry. The rescuer places his hands, palms up, under the patient's shoulders. The patient's head is cradled in the arms of the rescuer. The patient is pulled in the direction of the long axis of his body. Every effort should be made to avoid bending or twisting the neck or trunk, thus minimizing possible spinal injury. The use of a blanket, board, or rug can further lessen the danger to the back and neck of the patient. This is a good carry technique to use when moving a person downstairs in a closed area where only one man can work. Note the patient's hands tucked into his belt to keep his arms at his sides. The name again, cradle drop with drag. Remember, the body knee drop and blanket drag, the pack strap carry, and the cradle drop with drag are emergency carries. None of them should be used if there is more than one rescuer or if there is no immediate danger to cause time to be a factor. Another special situation is when you judge the patient to have a back or neck injury. You have helpers, but all of you must keep the neck and back immobile. The 3 or 4 man lift is the most commonly used lift in this situation. 3 of the rescuers take positions kneeling at the side of the patient. Each man kneels on the knee closest to the patient's feet. The 4th rescuer places himself on the opposite side of the patient with the backboard to the side and parallel with the injured person. Now, simultaneously, the 3 rescuers kneeling by the patient place their arms under him. The rescuer at the head places one arm under the patient's head, neck, and shoulder, and the other arm under the patient's back. The center man places one arm under the back and the other under the thighs. The man at the feet places one arm under the knees and one under the ankles. Meanwhile, the rescuer who brought the backboard places a cervical collar on the patient. Care is taken during this not to move or twist the patient's head. The rescuer at the head gives the commands. Prepare to lift. Lift. Now the man with the backboard quickly slides it under the patient. Prepare to lower. Lower. And the injured person is gently lowered to the backboard. He is then secured by straps to the board before being moved. The leader gives the command to rise and to move out. The rescuers on the left of the backboard start out on the left foot. The rescuers on the right with the right foot. This will avoid the rolling effect produced if they all stepped off on the same foot, and it will result in a smoother carry. That's the 3 or 4 man lift. The 4 man log roll, or back injury roll, is another method of moving a patient with a back or neck injury. First, the backboard is placed parallel with and to one side of the patient. 3 of the rescuers place themselves on the other side of the patient at the shoulders, hips, and thighs and knees. The leader of the rescue team holds the head in slight traction. It is his duty to give the signal for rolling the patient and to make sure he turns the patient's head as a unit with his body. The command is given, and all rescuers roll the patient onto his side toward the rescuers. The man at the hip, while maintaining his hold on the patient with one hand, reaches over with his other hand and pulls the backboard under the injured person. Again, on command, the patient is rolled back onto the backboard. He is then secured to the board, and his head position is maintained by straps across forehead and chin. The name of this carry again, the 4-man log roll, or back injury roll. Frequently, the individual with a back or neck injury will be in a sitting position, as in an automobile accident, for example. This is the time to use the short backboard. The same general procedure is used whether the patient is in the front or back seat or in the driver's position. 2 rescuers immobilize the head and neck. Then the backboard is slid in behind the patient. Make sure it is in a position lower than the pelvic area for complete support. Now pad between the board and the patient's head and back of the neck. The patient's head can be secured to the board with a chin strap across his chin and a band across his forehead. His arms should be placed at his sides and secured to the short board by straps crossed around his chest and waist. Do not use the board for lifting. Attempts to do so would result in the patient sliding down the board and causing the neck to flex. The patient should be carried by the rescuers locking hands under the buttocks, legs, and board. Again, this is the short backboard. Remember, when moving a patient with a back or neck injury, you may use either the 3 or 4 man lift, the 4 man log roll, or if the patient is in a sitting position, the short backboard. Of course, many of your cases will fortunately involve no back or neck injuries, and you will have the time and the helpers to use the carry that's most applicable. You have a number of carries and lifts available for use in cases like this. You may use the chair carry if no litter nor stretcher is available. The chair is placed with its back on the ground. You lift the feet of the patient while you slide the chair into his hips. Then your helper lifts the patient's hips carefully while the chair is slid in further until the patient is on the seat of the chair. You and your helper may then lift the chair with the patient in a sitting-lying position. You may carry the patient like this or facing each other with one of you on each side of the patient. This is a good carry if you have to carry the patient down steps. It should not be used, however, if leg injuries are involved. The name again, the chair carry. The 2-man body carry is also very good if there are just 2 rescuers. If the patient is in a bed, the 2 rescuers move him to their side of the bed and kneel beside it. They grasp the patient as illustrated. And turning him toward themselves, they rise and carry him out. Again, this is the 2-man body carry. The 3 or 4 man lift carry may be used if there are 3 or 4 rescuers. The rescuers kneel on the knee toward the feet of the patient. The first rescuer puts one arm under the neck and shoulders, the other arm under the upper back. The second rescuer places one arm under the waist, the other under the thighs. The third rescuer supports the knees and ankles. On the command of the man holding the head, all rescuers in a coordinated effort lift the patient enough to clear the stretcher. The fourth rescuer pushes the stretcher under the patient against the rescuer's toes. Again, on command, the patient is lowered into the stretcher. The name again, the 3 or 4 man lift carry. The 5-man blanket lift may be used if no stretcher is available, but a blanket is. First, pleat about 2/3 of the blanket to the side of the patient. Place the pleated portion snugly against the patient's body. Grasp the patient at his hips and shoulders and gently roll him about 1/8 of a turn away from the blanket. Now push the folded part of the blanket as far under the patient as possible. Next, roll the patient back over the pleats until he's about 1/8 of a roll in the opposite direction and pull the blanket on through. The patient should now be in the middle of the blanket, which is rolled from the sides snugly against him. The blanket can now be used as a stretcher to carry him to safety. Again, it's called the 5-man blanket lift. There are other carries and lifts, but we've shown you the main ones, each for a specific purpose. Through study, practice, and actual experience, you will learn to choose the lift and carry suitable to the situation.